Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The end of the rainbow, one man's unexpected journey of love and loss through leukemia, is a masterfully written debut book by James Forker, which shares his story of James and Jen, love found and love lost. It's also a story of single fatherhood, blended families, and the trials of terminal cancer. How does a husband provide for his wife when the worst-case news arrives? How does a father nurture his children when their mother no longer can? This is a story of love and heartbreak, of triumph and perseverance. James is a first-time writer who was born an only child raised in New Jersey. He enjoys a myriad of hobbies like cycling, traveling, playing racquetball, hiking, proud father of five. Jim currently resides in Marion, Massachusetts, and fundraises for the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. James Forker, author of the beautiful and honest memoir, The End of the Rainbow, One Man's Unexpected Journey of Love and Loss Through Leukemia, our guest on This Week in America. James, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Rick. I really look forward to this.
This is such a moving and honest memoir. The reviews have been excellent, and you're able to tell your story and help so many people through difficult times in their lives as well. What inspired you to write The End of the Rainbow?
Well, my wife passed away from leukemia, and I was 44 years old, 43 years old at the time when she passed, and I was put in a position where it was myself and my three children, who are now 19, 16, and 14. And I was looking for help and guidance, and I didn't know anybody close to me who had experienced anything remotely like this before. And I started looking online for books, whatever, in terms of support that I could relate to. And unfortunately, I didn't find anything in the perspective of now a widowed father of three. I found plenty from the perspective of women or men who were married for 40 years plus. So I, at night, partially to help me sleep and focus my thoughts, I started writing down my thoughts, and I didn't know where it was going to take me, but eventually over the course of time, it evolved into the book that we're talking about today.
It's interesting. I mentioned your honesty, and that's received rave reviews because people feel your emotion as you're writing the book, The End of the Rainbow. Talk about that and how difficult that was, because you share everything. And to be beneficial to other people, it needs to be authentic, and your book is. How difficult was that to be totally honest?
Yeah, and I appreciate that feedback, and that's what I've been hearing as far as the rawness of my voice in the book. But honestly, the most difficult part, Rick, was my wife had written two journals at two separate times. One I was aware of, and that is when she started writing basically the day she was diagnosed. And a lot of that was written while she was in the hospital. And that covered her emotions and, you know, the ups and downs of diagnosing, lab values, treatment, side effects, her concern about me and my kids, all of that, which I knew she was writing. And I incorporated that into the latter part of the book. But I had uncovered about a year and a half or so after she passed away, we had moved and I was unpacking some boxes that had just been sitting there, and I found another journal, and I was a little nervous in opening it, to be honest with you.
Yes,
my kids
yes.
wanted to read it, and I started reading it, and it turns out that she wrote it the first year we started dating, which coincided with her mother being diagnosed with cancer. So that to me was really a blessing, but also difficult because she had already been gone and we did not have the opportunity to communicate thoughts and feelings that she wrote but I incorporated most of those journal entries into the beginning part of the book. So for me, that was the toughest because they weren't my emotions and thoughts, but they were hers, which we could no longer talk about.
James Forker is our guest on the program. His book is The End of the Rainbow, One Man's Unexpected Journey of Love and Loss Through Leukemia. Book available at Amazon, the usual places, readersmagnet.com, and more information at James' website, endoftherainbowbook.com. I'll give you all that as we go through the conversation today, and all that's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about this special relationship you had. You described yourself, your life before you met Jen is somewhat empty. Talk about that, the impact she had on you, but you weren't able to get together in the beginning. Talk about all of that, the background of this relationship.
Yeah, so it's really a separate story, right?
Yes.
So I had gotten out of graduate school and I started working in Rhode Island. And I don't know, I was 24 at the time. And, you know, I was just doing the usual 24-year-old thing, hanging out with my buddies and going out and not really caring about much. And second day on the job, I had met this woman who was a couple of years older than me, who blew through the mailroom, and she had dyed orange hair and was wearing overalls. And I was like, caught in my tracks. I'm like, who is this person? And she had just come back from a 6-month sabbatical, and she was a nurse at the place that I was working at. As it turns out, she was married to her high school sweetheart. But we instantly developed a relationship, and you know, when we would work 12-hour shifts, like we would just kind of go out for coffee or whatnot. But it was always a situation of, you know, in another world or what if, know, all those things that you think about. Fast forward a couple years later, a mutual friend of ours called me, and I had not seen Jen in over a year and a half and had no idea what her life was at that time. I found out that she was separated. And like, this is interesting. So one thing led to another, and she had a baby at that time, and which, you know what, I didn't care because I knew that day in the mailroom that she was the person.
Yes.
You know, we started, as we would like to call, hanging out, and you know, after a year of dating, a little bit over a year, that person in the mailroom, you know, fortunately became my wife.
A remarkable story. The book is The End of the Rainbow. James Forker, the author, our guest on the program, talking about that. And you described your life as bliss up to that point, at that point, and then you get the diagnosis. Talk about that and the dramatic impact that had on you, her, and the family.
Yeah, so fast forward, we got married in, you know, 2004, and now it's 2017. We had two biological children of our own, so we had Ben and then Charlotte and Nora, and things were humming. We both had good jobs, kids were great, had a great house, and living in southeastern Massachusetts, and we didn't really have a care in the world. We traveled, we did things that we wanted to do. And in April, she had been feeling symptoms and couldn't quite put her finger on it. Some back pain, chest pain, night sweats. But as a working mother of three, you could write all those things off for
something or another.
And I'm on a plane from Boston, taxiing, going to New York, and she was feeling pretty crummy that day, and her friends decided to bring her into a local hospital. I'm on the plane and I see a call coming in from my friend, Kate, and I answer the phone and she asks me where I am and I tell her, and she's like, you need to get off that plane right now. Here is the doctor. And I'll never forget this. The doctor comes on and she says, we are sending your wife to Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. We believe she has leukemia. And as you might expect, I ran off the plane and
yes.
everything stopped at that point. And the world for me and us changed forever.
How do you juggle when you go through something like that, the relationship with her, and not just basically being sick, but your relationship? You're juggling the diagnosis, you're juggling the relationship, your wife, the family, and the kids are concerned. They're looking to you probably for a lead as to how they should conduct their lives. How challenging is that to juggle all of that? I can imagine that's the only thing on your mind.
Yeah, it was extremely challenging.
Yes.
And there's no playbook as far as what to do when.
Yes.
When I was sleeping over at the hospital, because the first of many admissions, she was there for, oh Lord, 2 months, maybe a little bit longer. When I was there, I felt guilty for not being with the kids. When I was with the kids, I felt guilty for not being with her. I had a job that I had to continue to try to do to support the family. And Boston is like an hour away from where we lived. So, from the day she got diagnosed until the day she passed away, it was a constant, pulling in different directions and just trying to figure out what made the most sense. But Rick, if I had to sleep over the hospital every day for 3 months, that's what I would do. So there were times that when she was home, you would think that nothing was wrong and she felt good and everything was back to normal, where in reality, we knew that it wasn't. So it was really hard. But you just do what you can and try to make sure that all three parties, kids, Jen, and Job, were in somewhat balance, but it never was.
How do you deal with after Jen passes, you're dealing with your own grief? Again, you're the head of the family. You've got the children, the kids that you're thinking of, young adults probably close to that at that point. How do you go about that? How do you deal with that? Were you able to deal with that?
That is a great question. And it's a little over 3 years since she passed away. And I feel like I'm finding new ways to deal with that every day. I remember watching a TED Talk, and it was a woman who had lost her husband, similar age to me. And the topic was about moving forward and not moving on. And I really kind of held true to that I'll never move on from the loss of my wife. I'll never move on from my kids not having their mom. But I try to instill this in my kids, like, we are moving forward. Life does
yes.
go on. The first year was really real. We moved, trying to check in on the emotions of myself and my kids, and making them feel comfortable expressing to me how they're feeling, which, knock on wood, I feel like I've done a good job with. But, nothing will ever bring her back and nothing will change the circumstances. And I feel like we try to move forward. And part of that was writing this story and getting my thoughts down on paper to maybe help others that are being in a similar, unfortunately, a similar situation as me.
Well, and you're doing that. James Forker is our guest. That's Forker. The book is The End of the Rainbow, One Man's Unexpected Journey of Love and Loss Through Leukemia. His website is endoftherainbowbook.com. Book at Amazon, readersmagnet.com, the usual places. Let's talk about, and it's interesting where it was a TED Talk that you sort of found a little bit of a guide to get through this. And I think sometimes friends, family, they really don't know what to say in a situation like that. Sometimes they throw out cliches that probably makes it even worse. What do you suggest for family, friends? And I know some people stay away from these situations because they're not quite sure what to say. How comforting was it when people would come to you, and what was it that they would say to you that you took comfort in?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because I got to the point, Rick, if somebody said to me, "Our thoughts and prayers are with you," I wanted to just react in a negative way, because that becomes like nails on a chalkboard after a while, despite the good intentions. Honestly, the most comforting questions or just check-ins is as simple as like, "How are you?" Like, "How are you feeling?" And not interjecting after that, and just letting me think and speak to that. And it's surprising, or maybe not, that people that you wouldn't expect to really be good at that are. And those that you were hoping for more of an outreach aren't there. So it's really a testament to, like, during times of crisis, you know, the cream rises to the top. But that's me. Other people could be different, right?
Yes.
But I always found that if somebody sincerely just asked that question and listened versus interjecting their own experiences, because you're right, nobody has been through exactly what me and my kids have been through. And I have told that to my kids, like, nobody has been through what we have over that course of a year and a half, and then moving forward the rest of our lives without her. Nobody has experienced that, because that's our story. But if somebody is open to just asking one or two questions and then listening, to me, that has been the most helpful.
What did the journey of leukemia and losing Jen, what did that teach you, and maybe your family members, the kids as well?
Yeah, you know, we've always tried to instill the idea of traveling and experiencing the world. And I got a lot of that from Jen, because she was an avid traveler and hiker and explorer. And, you know, it really sounds cliche, but we do not have a lot of time here on Earth. And Jen was a picture of health. She did kickboxing and yoga. She was a vegetarian. She was a nurse. She's very attuned to a healthy lifestyle, and leukemia got her. So to me, and this is what I, you know, tell my kids, like, experiences and opportunities, you have to take advantage of them, because you never know what might happen. And I fully subscribe to that. And also, you know, part of it is giving back as well. You know, when you have the means and opportunity to do it, that is why I avidly fundraise for the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute out of Boston and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, because, you know, these organizations are really doing, like, amazing work.
Yes.
So I try to do what I can to help them out, because they helped us through our journey. So, you know, bottom line is, take advantage of the time we have here, and then, you know, if able, give back to organizations and places that, you know, you really support.
How were the kids doing, and what was the reaction when they first found out you were going to write the book? And then when they read the book, because it's their story as well. The book is The End of the Rainbow. James Forker, the author, is our guest on the program. Responses of the kids?
Yeah, well, I'm happy to say that the kids are really, all things considered, really good. My son is a sophomore in college, and my other two are juniors and freshmen at a local school in the town that I live in. And I would not have published the book if I did not have their support. I mean, bottom line, there's some personal things, especially around my son Ben, because, you know, I married Jen and Ben. Ben was 2 and a half
yes.
when we got married. So there's things about him that are in there. And I would go, I'm an avid biker, and I would go on bike rides and just think about, like, oh, you know, when it got published and, like, what impact it would have on people that I knew. And I remember getting off my bike one day and asking Ben, I'm like, you know, how do you feel about the book? Because there's things in there about you. And he's like, it's the best book I ever read. So to me, that was, and the girls said the same thing. That to me was, you know, confirmation and validation that I needed to get this out there, because if there's any hesitation on their end, I would not have followed through with it.
You mentioned it's been about 3 years. How are you doing?
Hey, just like what I talked about.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'm doing well. You know, I did take some time off right before COVID. I quit my job and I felt like I needed to be home with my children. And like 4 months later, COVID hit. So I feel fortunate that I did take that time, almost, you know, a year and a half, to be home with them. And I really needed that time. And, due to unfortunate circumstances, but I feel closer to my children now than ever. And, you know, I have gotten back into work that I was doing prior to Jen dying. And, you know, I'm really trying to embody. Yeah, there's always hard days, right? I mean, there's always like a trigger, like a song that comes on the radio.
Yes.
Or holidays. And Jen's birthday is tomorrow, December 10th. So like there's certain things that pull you back, but I'm doing my best to maintain looking ahead.
People will say, but you have the memories. That's the positive thing that you can cling to. And I often think, is it really that simple? Sometimes a memory will bring back a smile and, it's a fond memory. And other memories, like, you know, the holidays coming up, your wife's birthday. You wonder how you deal with memories. And I'm asking a question that probably doesn't have a blank, just one answer. But talk about that. How do you deal with the memories? And are memories all good?
No, memories are all good. And I think, and I wish I had more. I mean, the bigger, and I write about this in the book, you know, I wish I saved more voicemails. And you get a voicemail, and especially if it's like someone you talk to, like, you know, 100 times a day, you delete them.
Yes, exactly.
I wish I had more voicemails saved in my phone. And, you know, the biggest thing, and my kids separately have said to me, is because they were young, like they're starting to forget things, where I had the opportunity to be with her as an adult, where my kids, my youngest was 9 years old when Jen got diagnosed. So her memories are different than my son's, because he was 14. So, you know, picture boards and like watching home movies and talking about her, really, you know, trying to keep her alive in our memories, you know?
Yes.
But no, they're all, I mean, even yesterday we were talking about something and it was about my wife driving and like hitting something in the road and she, you know, but we were like laughing about it. So it's just things that I feel like you have to do to keep the spirit alive.
Well, and you're keeping the spirit alive. You feel like you know Jen and the relationship that James and Jen had as you're reading the book, The End of the Rainbow, One Man's Unexpected Journey of Love and Loss Through Leukemia. I mentioned Reader's Magnet. That's the publisher. You can get a copy of the book there, readersmagnet.com. What's it been like working with them? I know it had to be challenging in writing the book, in publishing the book. Now they're the whole business aspect of being a published author that you have to deal with. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet?
It's been a great experience. I mean, as you mentioned from the beginning, I'm a first-time author. So I've never written before, so
yes.
I really didn't know where to go and what direction. But, once I found them, it's been a great experience and it's given me a lot of opportunities to talk about, my story, and they made the process pretty seamless for me in terms of, how to get the word out and, make my book more available. So I feel very fortunate that I was able to work with them.
Well, you really did an outstanding job in writing. It was something that's difficult with the emotions and presenting it in a way that people can relate to and will help people through grief situations of all kinds. Are you working on anything else? Will you write a second book?
I have been asked that question multiple times, and I have thought about it, and a lot of people have been asking me after they read the book, like, especially those that don't, you know, those people that don't know me very well, like, you know, asking about the kids or what happened here or what happened with this and like these areas that they want to know more about, because a lot of people have told me that they would read the book in one sitting and they want more. So it's a possibility. Let's just put it that way. I haven't ruled it out yet.
Well, you're a gifted writer and you really did an excellent job with this. The book is The End of the Rainbow by James Forker, F-O-R-K-E-R, The End of the Rainbow, One Man's Unexpected Journey of Love and Loss Through Leukemia, book available. Amazon, the usual places, readersmagnet.com, information, and you can order the book on James' website, endoftherainbowbook.com. All of these information, the links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. James, a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job with the book. You're helping so many people get through situations of grief and being able to deal with it. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it. I really enjoy talking to you.
Pleasure to have you on the program, James Forker. The book is The End of the Rainbow. Once again, available at James' website, endoftherainbowbook.com. More information on our website. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.